I'm a huge planner, so whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs. And use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. Hey everyone, welcome back to On Purpose, the number one health podcast in the world. And I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to today's episode and the episodes that are going to follow. I know I've been sharing a lot of behind the scenes conversations with you recently, but I'm back. I'm right here. I'm going to guide you through our next session today. It's going to be incredible. I want you to know that these Friday episodes, these weekly workshops that we do together, are built to help you make the change in the other episodes you listen to. So when you hear ideas, concepts, practices, this Friday episode every single week or whenever you listen to it is designed to help you transform your life. Now, one of the most amazing things about being in this way together is that we're getting to build our relationship. And I want to thank you for having invested in this community. Whether you are listening to your first podcast ever, or this is over 100 episodes for you, I just want to deeply express my gratitude to you. So let me ask you this question. Do you know the 5 stages of relationships? According to The Independent, a large relationship survey showed that most relationships go through a similar progression of stages. See if these sounds familiar. First, there's the spark phase, where you realize you're attracted to one another. Then there's the honeymoon phase. You've probably heard of that one. It's where you're in that kind of blissful state where everything's wonderful, the other person can do no wrong. Now, this may surprise you. For people who are doing online dating, it takes about 3 months for them to deactivate their accounts once they've been dating someone. But get this, who do you think does it first? It's the guys. As many as 28% of men deactivate their accounts 3 weeks into dating someone, compared to only 17% of women. But for most, it's about 3 months. Okay, then there's the intimacy phase, where you start getting more comfortable with one another. Maybe you're leaving a few pieces of clothing or a toothbrush at his or her apartment, for instance. Again, it's at about the 3 month mark that most couples start to say, "I love you." those three words, I love you. And guess who usually says it first again? It's the guys. The fourth phase is the commitment phase. You're making long-term plans together. Maybe you're moving in or even getting engaged or married. This phase can be pretty long depending on the relationship. Except, as we know, most relationships fail. And that brings us to the last phase, the heartbreak phase. Check this out. Now, I'm sure the length of the relationship has something to do with it. But according to the survey, 67% of people who've had a breakup will start dating someone new within the year. Except for one third of millennials who say they're ready to get back to dating within a month. But we don't want to keep finding ourselves back there, right? We want our relationships to be one of the success stories. Yet, if life feels more stressful than ever, as is in the case for so many people right now, how do we manage it? How do we foster relationships that thrive so that we can thrive in them and with them? How do we make love last, even and especially when it feels like the world's falling down around us? That's what we're going to talk about today. As you know, we're spending Fridays right now taking topics from my book, Think Like a Monk, and going deeper. Today, we're on chapter 5, which is about living a life connected with purpose and meaning. The passage I selected for today is this one. We've all got a special genius inside of us, but it may not be on the path that opens directly before us. There may be no visible path at all. Our dharmas don't hide, but sometimes we need to work patiently to recognize them. Now, when I reread this passage, something new stood out to me. Instead of thinking about finding our purpose and passion in our lives as individuals, I wanted to talk about finding our purpose and passion in our relationships. In the book, I write about how we often need to invest some time and energy uncovering and connecting with our passions and our purpose. They don't just appear magically. And so finding them involves taking some risks. It involves trying new things. It involves being willing to look at things in new ways. And those new things won't always work out in the way we decide. They're experiences or behaviors we want to repeat. But on the other hand, they do always work out. Because from the standpoint that we've learned something, and when we're learning, we're always growing. It's the same thing in relationships. And I think if we don't have that growth-oriented mindset in our relationships, it's not going to be filled with the kind of passion and excitement. It's not going to engage us in a way that we'll want to have that relationship for our whole lives. Instead, it's going to become stagnant. It will never truly get off the ground. And so we often talk about climbing the career ladder, but today I want to talk about climbing the love ladder. How do we have relationships where we're constantly seeking new heights, both together and as individuals? So today I'm going to tell you about the three L's of the love ladder and three ways to ensure that you're always climbing higher in your relationship. Now, for those of you who are like, Jay, ladders, climbing higher, this sounds a lot like work. Shouldn't love be easy? Think of it like this. I live in LA. Now, all around LA, you've got these amazing trails, and a lot of them go up into the hills and different canyons, different caves. Now, you can stay down in the valley. That's your choice. But if you want the best, most inspiring, incredible views, like to see the most gorgeous sunset or to view Griffith's Observatory, you've got to do a little climbing. Plus, it's good for you. It's fun, and you can go at your own pace. And it's healthy. And it's the same thing with the love ladder. When I talk about climbing this ladder, it's not something that's grueling or punishing, right? Sure, maybe at some moments it will be more challenging. That's just natural. But it's something you do together to take your relationship to those next levels where you have access to greater potential as a couple for longevity and satisfaction and joy. One of the biggest challenges of being human is how easy it is to prioritize safety over growth and exploration. It's in the wiring of our brains. Yet if we don't try new things and we don't take emotional risks, our relationship becomes stagnant. So how do we balance the two? And what is it exactly that makes long-term relationships successful? New research points to teamwork. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. On Purpose with Jay Shetty is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Many of you know that one of the most important aspects of my life is my connection with others. Travel has become one of the best ways for me to connect with people, whether that be my community, my family, friends, or loved ones, or all of you. Most of my family lives outside of the US, so traveling around the holidays, birthdays, or other special occasions is something that we're accustomed to. As we grow older, oftentimes our families or loved ones end up living in different areas as us, making it challenging to get together due to various schedules and commitments. With Booking.com, I'm able to efficiently book travel and accommodations for everyone in my family so that we can spend quality time together. They also make it easy to book travel for the various types of travelers in my family so that each person in my family can authentically be the traveler they want to be, no matter the destination. Once a year, my family takes a trip together to a US destination where none of us live or are visited. We find this helpful in making sure that everyone is truly present and able to unplug from their normal routines, resulting in more meaningful conversations and connections. Experiencing new places with those close to you allows you to bond over a shared experience. Booking.com's breadth and variety of accommodations in the US has made the destination selection and booking process not only easy, but fun. Travel can also foster new connections. Visiting different cities has allowed me to build connections with all of you, my community, most of whom I've never met in person and otherwise would have not crossed paths with. The in-person relationships that are built and strengthened through travel is something that each of us can benefit from. Book whoever you want to be on booking.com, booking.yeah. Herbs hold a special place in my wellness journey, a tradition deeply rooted in my Indian heritage. Introduced to me by my mom, their healing properties have been part of my life since I was born. Growing up, I witnessed firsthand the remarkable effects of herbs on both physical and mental well-being. Among the herbs I take are ashwagandha for its adaptogenic properties, slippery elm bark for gastrointestinal health. Our sponsor Nature's Way has these herbs and hundreds more that help support everything from healthy digestion to sleep to stress. They have over 50 years of experience with sourcing herbs from all over the world in the climates where they grow best. Every batch of herbs is rigorously tested for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. Nature's Way believes nature is the ultimate problem solver and is dedicated to bringing the power of plants to help people live healthier lives. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for our 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th. Researcher Samantha Joel set out to determine what makes a good relationship. She and her colleagues analyzed data from more than 11,000 couples to find out what factors predicted the quality of their relationships, specifically how satisfied and appreciative people are of their partners. What they found was surprising. As Joel told CNN, it turns out that when it comes to a satisfying relationship, the partnership you build is more important than the partner you pick. It wasn't the individual characteristics of the partner that mattered as much as the characteristics of the relationship they built together. Now, to learn how to build a great relationship, it's great to have an example. So let's turn to a pair who have been together for years. It's fair to say they're a real power couple. Alex Honnold, and Tommy Caldwell. But this pair of professional climbers actually can teach us a whole lot about climbing our own love ladder. Specifically, their story of breaking one of climbing's most hotly contested records models perfectly the three L's of relationships that last. El Capitan in Yosemite National Park is a climbing mecca. Even non-climbers like me know about it. One particularly well-known route up El Cap is called the Nose, and ever since it was first climbed in 1958, a feat that took 45 days, people have been competing to climb it faster. But think about this. Alex Honnold's five-year speed record of 2 hours and 23 minutes, that's a heck of a lot faster than 45 days, was broken by just over 4 minutes. He rang Caldwell and asked him to help reclaim the record. Over several days, the pair climbed the nearly 3,000-foot route over and over again, learning the route, testing the best and most effective tactics, and each time, they used less and less safety equipment so they could move faster. First, Tommy would climb and set the safety equipment, then Alex would follow. Then Alex would take the lead on a pitch and Tommy would follow. Eventually, the pair did reclaim the record by nearly 9 minutes. But that wasn't enough for the team. Alex was convinced they could also be the first team to break the 2 hour mark. Tommy looked at his partner, took a deep breath, and said, "Okay, let's go for it."
Everybody's like, could it be done? Could the 2 hour nose actually be climbed? And so it had that sort of allure to it.
And a few days later, they pulled it off, clocking in at a lightning fast of 1 hour and 58 minutes.
I wasn't sure that we were actually going that fast until I saw the timer and saw 157 when I got to the top. And I was like, oh, we're doing it. We're doing it.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. On Purpose with Jay Shetty is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Many of you know that one of the most important aspects of my life is my connection with others. Travel has become one of the best ways for me to connect with people, whether that be my community, my family, friends, or loved ones, or all of you. Most of my family lives outside of the US, so traveling around the holidays, birthdays, or other special occasions is something that we're accustomed to. As we grow older, oftentimes our families or loved ones end up living in different areas as us, making it challenging to get together due to various schedules and commitments. With Booking.com, I'm able to efficiently book travel and accommodations for everyone in my family so that we can spend quality time together. They also make it easy to book travel for the various types of travelers in my family so that each person in my family can authentically be the traveler they want to be, no matter the destination. Once a year, my family takes a trip together to a US destination where none of us live or are visited. We find this helpful in making sure that everyone is truly present and able to unplug from their normal routines, resulting in more meaningful conversations and connections. Experiencing new places with those close to you allows you to bond over a shared experience. Booking.com's breadth and variety of accommodations in the US has made the destination selection and booking process not only easy, but fun. Travel can also foster new connections. Visiting different cities has allowed me to build connections with all of you, my community, most of whom I've never met in person and otherwise would have not crossed paths with. The in-person relationships that are built and strengthened through travel is something that each of us can benefit from. Book whoever you want to be on booking.com, booking.yeah. Herbs hold a special place in my wellness journey, a tradition deeply rooted in my Indian heritage.
Introduced to me by my mom, their healing properties have been part of my life since I was born. Growing up, I witnessed firsthand the remarkable effects of herbs on both physical and mental well-being. Among the herbs I take are ashwagandha for its adaptogenic properties, slippery elm bark for gastrointestinal health. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has these herbs and hundreds more that help support everything from healthy digestion to sleep to stress. They have over 50 years of experience with sourcing herbs from all over the world in the climates where they grow best. Every batch of herbs is rigorously tested for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. Nature's Way believes nature is the ultimate problem solver and is dedicated to bringing the power of plants to help people live healthier lives. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for our 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th.
So why do I think this story is such a great model for relationships? Because they never would have accomplished this amazing task without using the three L's of a lasting relationship: leading, leaning, and learning. Let's look at the first L, leading. Just like the climbers took turns doing the hard work of leading a pitch, in great relationships, both partners take turns leading. It's like with my wife, Radhi and me. We're both really engaged with our work, but sometimes, depending on what we're doing, one of us needs more attention and support. It doesn't always balance out perfectly, but we make it work overall so that we each get the time where we lead and time where we follow. When I first met Radhi, she was new to spirituality. She had it in her. She had it in her upbringing and her family, but it was new to her. And today I consider her to be one of my spiritual guides. She used to come to my classes, but now I feel like she's the one inspiring me in so many ways. Leading can look other ways too. Maybe you take the lead in different areas of your relationship depending on your strengths. Like Radhi definitely takes the lead in the kitchen because it's a major strength and passion of hers, which is really, really important. And I tend to take the lead with stuff going on in our business and everything that's around there because that was a strength for me. With other couples, one often takes the lead with socializing or entertaining, or sometimes with the kids. Taking the lead doesn't mean you have to take turns doing everything if it's not something you like or you have a particular strength, but it has to be divided consciously, intentionally. I remember when I first got married to Radhi, we would always say to each other, okay, well, I would say to her, you cook, I clean. That's how it works and we'll make it happen. And she agreed to that, right? It's a mutual agreement that you want to come to. It isn't someone getting left with whatever you ask them to do. So it's really, really important that you make it a mutual discussion and agreement and intentionally go over it, because sometimes who leads and who follows isn't decided by you consciously. It's just default. Another way partners in powerful teams share the lead is emotionally. The pandemic is a great example. With more pressure on couples and families than ever, trying to keep everyone safe and healthy, trying to keep up with the work or finding a new job, trying to get the kids dialed in with school, it's way too much for one person to handle alone. But in any relationship at any time, there are going to be high pressure and emotionally draining situations. And if you can swap leads rather than taking it all on yourself or letting your partner shoulder the whole burden, you'll have a much greater chance of becoming even stronger as a team through the process. In terms of how we share the lead, communication is key. If you watch climbers, one of the things they do is communicate clearly about who is taking the lead and when it's safe to climb. They let the other climber know, the rope is clipped in, you're on belay. In other words, I've got you. We need to do this with our partner. Instead of playing a guessing game, which in climbing would be pretty dangerous, we need to identify and agree on who's doing what, when. One of the habits I've created with Radhi is to check in with her at the beginning of the week, and if we're super busy, just for a minute or two in the morning to say, hey, what's on your schedule? And what's on our schedule? What do you need my help with? And that help might be logistical, like needing me to get the groceries or not trying to get her to stay up late and watch a movie with me if she's got an early meeting. Or it might be emotional, and I share with her the same about my day or my week. Once you get in the habit of these kind of check-ins, they actually can go pretty quickly. And of course, things can change on the fly too. But if you nurture this habit of clear communication, you're already one rung up on the love ladder. You've got that skill in place. The second L for long-lasting relationships is leaning. Meaning, leaning in. To climb together, especially speed climbing, climbers have to put a tremendous amount of trust in each other. Researcher and author Brené Brown describes vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. And like it or not, you can't have a deep, meaningful relationship with someone without it. As Brown says, mutual vulnerability is the thickener that binds people in a relationship. Sometimes we feel like asking for help and support makes us seem weak, but it actually has the opposite effect on our relationship. Just like taking turns leading, for both partners to be able to know that the other has their back and having that shared experience of trust can bond you like pretty much nothing else. Not only does it feel good for the receiver, it's an incredibly empowering experience to be able to support your partner too. As physician and author John Andrew Holmes once wrote, "There is no exercise better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up." In terms of how we let ourselves be vulnerable with our partners, I'm afraid the only way to get good at it is through practice. But there is a practice that can help. When you're in an emotionally charged situation and you want to have a meaningful conversation with your partner, one of the best things you can do to ensure to create a feeling of safety is to call on your connection. Instead of just launching into the difficult topic, spend a few minutes talking to one another in a calm and relaxed way about what you like about each other. Recall how and why you came together in the first place. This is a tactic called priming. By talking about positive memories and things you like or appreciate about each other, you're actually remembering each other of your connection. And research shows that when we feel connected to one another, we become better listeners, and listening engenders trust. So try that little exercise the next time you need to be vulnerable and to lean into your partner. There's a beautiful quote by the poet Hafiz that goes, "I wish I could show you when you're lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. The beautiful thing is that when your partner is vulnerable with you, just being there and listening to them actually shows them their own light and their own worth." Now, the third and final L is that last rung on your ladder. It's learning. When they were preparing to go for the record, Alex and Tommy climbed the nose over and over and picked apart each section to find the best way to shave off climbing time while staying as safe as possible. It's all relative, of course, but by going on that journey of learning together, when the time came to perform, the two were like a well-oiled machine. Then once they broke the record, they decided to go for more to break the 2-hour mark.
We could go up this evening, you know, just do another lap.
I think I'm good.
In great relationships, each partner challenges each other to bring out their best. In fact, that's actually responsible for a lot of excitement and engagement that keeps couples together over the long term. When you learn together, you grow together. And so there's always something fresh happening in the relationship. That doesn't mean you have to push always to be doing something new. You don't need to put yourself under that kind of pressure. But even just taking on a learning mindset to deal with the issues that naturally come up will keep your relationship fresh. When a challenge arises, it's like all of a sudden you and your partner are in a room with a locked door and you need to figure out a way out, almost like an escape room. You can look at it like a puzzle to solve, or you can let your fear lead, shut down, and allow yourself to be trapped. Eventually, your partner is going to want out. And if you choose not to embrace that challenge and find a solution with them, you're probably going to be left behind. My wife and I actually love doing escape rooms together. We've done quite a few together, in part because we approach them so differently. The first time we did it, Radhi is the most lateral thinker. I was shocked at just how great she was as discovering things I would never understand. And me with my logical brain could barely figure anything out. And I was looking at the time and everything else. We learned a lot about each other that day. I'm all about trying to jump on every clue and solve it as quickly as possible. Radhi is just chill. She sits back and takes it all in. And I'll be honest, far too often she solves the clue, but I get my turns too. And the most fun is when we solve them together. It really feels like an accomplishment. The good news is that just like with the first two L's, you can train a growth mindset in your relationship. One of the ways you do that when a challenge arises is to ask the questions. What's the opportunity here? How can we address this as a team? Now, when you're struggling financially and there don't seem to be enough hours in the day, I'll admit it, it could seem difficult to find the opportunity, but it is possible. When Mark Pollock and Simone George met, Mark was already blind, but that didn't stop him from asking her to teach him how to salsa dance, which she did. Eventually, the pair fell in love. Then one night, through a freak and tragic accident, Mark fell out a window. When Simone arrived, she said, "I'm here, Mark." Later that afternoon, the doctor laid out for them the extent of Mark's injuries, including the likelihood that he would never, ever walk again. Later, Mark turned to Simone and said, "You need to get yourself as far away from this as possible." Simone turned to him shocked. "What I do know," she said, "is that I can't handle a breakup while someone I love is in intensive care. I'm here as long as you need me," she told Mark. "When you no longer need me, then we'll discuss our relationship." Mark agreed, and the two embarked on a journey of grief and of healing together. Today, they are still a couple, and they're helping researchers pioneer technology that may help Mark and others suffering paralysis and helping them walk again. So yes, challenges can be big, but if you've invested in your team, you can overcome them. And the thing is, if you focused on those two first rungs, on learning how to take turns, leading and leaning, it's actually easier to embrace challenges and to keep growing together because you've developed that communication and that trust. Put all three together, and before you know it, you'll be on top of the ladder. But this ladder has no end. It never completes or concludes. It's ever growing, ever flowing, and ever moving. And it's so important that just like Alex and Tommy, we keep looking for new heights to climb together. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's probably one of my favorite episodes that I've recorded. I really, truly believe this can transform and empower your relationships. This applies to your family. This applies to your friends. And of course, your romantic relationships. I hope you'll tag me on Instagram with the number one thing that you've been learning from these episodes. Tag me in a post. I can't wait to see what you're learning. And thank you so much for listening to On Purpose. Thank you. This podcast was produced by Dust Light Productions. Our executive producer from Dust Light is Misha Youssef. Our senior producer is Juliana Bradley. Our associate producer is Jacqueline Castillo. Valentino Rivera is our engineer. Our music is from Blue Dot Sessions. And special thanks to Rachel Garcia, the Dust Light Development and Operations Coordinator. Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs
and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.